just whisper that name, Jesus. That's what help that man there. I copa calete perede gaiada ha. I calica paradada. I caseto paleta reta seda. Le parata seto leverina gadaya. Li perete sica te le barona hane. Le paradi queso paradaya. Telemina gadasa. Le paradio sora talene migalaya cara. La parete sidora hotami. Eke palo da rosa lo paranagaya. Receive the touch of his power. Mashada yada hazarish. Li parade kezora dada yada daraya. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your visitation. Thank you for your visitation. Thank you for your visitation. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Thank you for your presence. Give him a clap of hand, people. And take your seat. There is the breakout of his power everywhere. The breaking out of the anointing everywhere. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to 2. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. The Lord bless his word in the name of Jesus. The subject is the rising glory - a season of darkness. The rising glory - a season of darkness. Our objective in this study is to understand the darkness situation of our world today. The darkness situation of our world today. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. There are four things that are very, very important to note. Number one, the reason for rising and shining is because of the darkness situation of our world today. Yesterday night we saw arise, shine. It's important to connect that to this, that the reason for rising and shining is because we live in a world of darkness. We are immersed in a world of darkness. The darkness covered the earth. Especially as we approach the end of the age. Secondly, the glory of light is revealed in the midst of darkness. The glory of light is revealed in the midst of darkness. Light is most outstanding . Light is most effective. Light is most beautiful in the arena of darkness. Third, darkness is never a threat to light. Light can never be threatened by darkness. Darkness actually communicates the relevance of light. Darkness communicates, emphasizes the relevance of light. If it is not dark, light cannot be perceived. But there is something very serious that I want to say, and that is point number 4. The darkness, number 4, the darkness of the earth has the vision of overwhelming the earth with its impact. The darkness of the earth has the vision of overwhelming the inhabitants of the earth with its impact. There is a vision darkness has. And that vision is to overwhelm the inhabitants of the earth with its impact. Actually, darkness seeks to make the inhabitants to amplify it. You know, I am using this microphone now, and there is an amplifier. That's why you are hearing me everywhere. If I drop this, speaking, but you didn't hear me. The darkness of the earth is choosing the inhabitants of the earth as amplifiers. What covers the earth is darkness. What covers the people is gross darkness. That is, darkness is on the earth, but darkness multiplied is what the people are reflecting. And so we live in a world where even Christians, if they are not careful, they can become darkness amplifiers. That is why he said, let your light shine, be deliberate. Isn't that a serious matter? Darkness covered the earth. But what is covering the people is gross darkness. How many of you know the season we are in our country? See, there is a connection between the climate of a place and the people in that place. It takes God for the people to escape the climate of their place. Before we step into this season that we are in the nation, some of us shouted, Papoyedeko screamed, we were screaming on our own, that if what was then was not correct, what is coming and people are clamoring for is not an option, is hell, is disaster. People didn't hear. And when that season came, you remember what I said? I say a mantle of scarcity just entered the country. How many of you? I said this 7 years ago. I said a mantle of shortage, a mantle of scarcity, a mantle of poverty just landed on the nation. A mantle of dryness. Are we seeing it or not? I told people, I said, the reason why we prayed for a long time, it appears like God did not hear, is because God wanted people to experience the consequences of their choice. You know, people chose and they clamored for Saul. And God said, behold your king. Let Saul and you deal with each other for a while. Was coming, bloodshed was coming, killing was coming, the handwriting was everywhere. You know, it's not every prophet who shakes to prophesy, not every prophet closes their eyes to prophesy. Amen. There were those who were celebrated for declaring that the correct season was coming. Those people are plenty alive today, saying nothing. Am I communicating? That the climate of it, see, people are struggling now for fuel, struggling for everything because we entered a climate, an atmosphere. Food, school fees, house rent, everything. In the name of Jesus, we escape the climate. We escape the climate. Say the loudest amen. Take your seat. So, everywhere before I step out of here, you know, there was a climate in the place called Naoth in Ramah, the place where Samuel lived. He had a prophetic climate. So that if a drunkard entered there, he will prophesy. He saw also among the prophets. I mean, there was a climate in that territory. Now, there are territories where you have a suicidal climate. There are climates. Sodom and Gomorrah had a homosexual climate. To the point where they wanted to rape the angels that came. So there are climates in lands. And as a pastor, as a child of God, understand the climate where you are. I will come back to this at the end of this message. Your assignment is to drown the climate and refuse to be drowned by the climate. Somebody say a loud amen. Now take your seat. Why this is important is that the climate is seeking to swallow the inhabitants. The darkness of the earth is seeking to cause you to express it. May you never be a pastor who assists the devil to prophesy what he wants. You remember 400 prophets were prophesying to Ahab and it was lies. They call them prophets because they have talked true before. They had prophesied correctly before. That's the basis why they call them prophets. But all of a sudden, they became instruments of darkness. They were talking on behalf of darkness. So the darkness of the land, of the season, is seeking who will express it. Darkness covered the earth, gross darkness the people. So our assignment now is to understand what darkness represents. So we deal with it. Take your seat. What is the implication of darkness? The darkness that covers the earth. That is the reason why we must rise. That is the reason why we must shine. What is darkness? Number one, it is evil or demonic activity and power. Evil or demonic activity and power. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Darkness represents evil power. It represents demonic activity. Now, we live in a world, I'm sure you are aware, that we live in the world today that is multiplied in evil activity, multiplied in demonic activity. Since I testified just now, how somebody asked her to buy chicken and give to a poor person. You would think it was a charity thing or whatever they asked her to do. It was a sacrifice that impacted her with insanity. And would trek distances without knowing. Bird following her, urinating without control. Until the power of God delivered her. Am I communicating at all? This darkness is evil and occultic and wicked power. And I'm sure you know that there are some people who are meant to be ministers in quote, who have powers that are different from the power you know. And the challenge of our time is that there is a bankruptcy of discernment. Both Christians and clergy alike don't know the who is who. They don't know who is who. Where a native doctor wearing suit is celebrated as pastor. The performance of miracle is not relegated to the church. Native doctors perform miracle too. That is why people go there. Foretelling, in fact, is more there. They tell you your name, your village, and everywhere, and what you ate in the morning. That is not. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is a bankruptcy of discernment. But we live in the world of evil. I told you one pastor met me. And he said that he went to Bible school in Word of Faith Bible Institute. And he was a professional, read a professional course. And he said that everything they taught him in Bible school, he has practiced, but nothing is working. It looks like there are things they haven't taught him. that they know they haven't taught him. You know what he told me? He said, if I try small and I do not see result, I'm going to get myself help. I say, get yourself help from where? I say, from anywhere. He was occultic before. And that his people are asking that he should come, let them help him. That they can see that things are not working for him. I said, so you want to get the power from the devil to use it to work for who? Darkness covers the earth. And that darkness wants to cover you. There are pastors who have invited other pastors and people who have invited other people. Come, let me show you a way. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. What does darkness represent? Number two, blindness and visionlessness. The absence of illumination. Blindness. So we live in a world today of blindness. The world of lack of vision. Even among church people. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 29. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 29. He said, and thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness. And thou shalt not prosper in thy way. Somebody say, God forbid. As the blind gropeth in darkness. In darkness. Darkness equals blindness. Proverbs chapter 4 and in verse 19. Proverbs 4 and in verse 19. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Job chapter 5 and in verse 14. Job 5 and in verse 14. Scripture said they meet with darkness in the daytime. And grope in the noonday as in the night. And then 1 John chapter 2 and in verse 11. 1 John chapter 2 and in verse 11. 1 John chapter 2. But he that hated his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. We live in a world today where many people, including people in church, are in survival mode. Just struggling to survive. Trying to exist. Because the darkness covers the earth. No vision. Especially among the youth. Visionlessness is a plague. Because darkness covers the earth. What does darkness represent? Number three. Death and destruction. Death. Job chapter 18 and in verse 18. Job 18 and in verse 18. He shall be driven from light into darkness. And chased out of the world. Driven from light into darkness, chased out of the world. Job chapter 3 and in verse 5. Job chapter 3 and in verse 5. Death. Let darkness and the shadow of death stain it. Let the cloud dwell upon it. Let the blackness of the day terrify it. Psalm 143 and in verse 3. Psalm 143 and in verse 3. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Darkness represents death. And finally, Job chapter 10. We have more passages, but because of time. Job 10:21. Job chapter 10 and in verse 21. He said, before I go whence, I shall not return. Even to the land of darkness and the shadow of death. Darkness represents death. And I'm sure you know. That we live in a world today that is ravaged with all manner of deaths. Either death from sicknesses, death from accidents, death from human activity. Death. Darkness. Death covers the earth. But that will never be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Number four, darkness represents silence or voicelessness. Silence and voicelessness. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and in verse 9. First Samuel chapter 2 and in verse 9, he will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. The wicked shall be silent in darkness. You know, today, the number of voices in the nations of the earth are very few. It is a product of darkness. If you look at this nation, this particular nation today, the number of voices that will speak out against evil, scarce. Am I communicating? And at times I wonder, are the people not aware of what is going on? Would we continue to do church as usual? If the whole country is finished, who will we preach to? Nobody can do ministry in war. A pastor was talking to me the other day. He was pastoring in Ukraine. Where is pastoring now? Pastoring cannot function at all. He has now left the country and left to North America. Church building is still there. He's wondering what to do with it. Why is it that voices for God and voices for the people and voices for the nations are scarce? Because darkness covers the earth. Lift up your hands and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I escape the covering of darkness. Darkness shall not cover my voice. Are you saying that? Say, darkness shall not cover my voice. Darkness shall not cover my voice. My voice shall be heard in the land of the living. My voice shall be heard in my generation. My voice shall be heard. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Say, my voice shall be heard. My voice shall be heard. My voice shall be heard. Number 5. Darkness represents the mysterious. The oblivious, the mysterious. Job chapter 12 and in verse 22. Job chapter 12 and in verse 22. He discovered deep things out of darkness and bringeth out to light the shadow of death. Darkness represents the mysterious. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse 5 also. It shows us, therefore judge not him before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. Hidden things are inside darkness. Daniel chapter 2 and in verse 22, Daniel speaking, he said, he revealed the deep and the secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Darkness represents darkness. Now, you will like this. Isaiah chapter 45 and in verse 3. He said, I will give unto you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. Darkness represents that which is mysterious, which is covered. I announce today in this season of darkness, everything that is covered around your life, that is covered under the cover of darkness, that pertains to your life and your destiny, they shall be unveiled. In this glory conference, they shall be unveiled. The treasures of darkness, the wealth of darkness, the riches of darkness shall be unveiled and uncovered. You believers, shout the loudest amen. So darkness covered the earth means we live in a world of mysteries. So many, many, many mysteries. Why is this young lady serving the Lord so passionately? She's not corrupt. She's not unclean. She is very, very spiritual. She is very, very beautiful. And yet, there is no husband. Why is this one not giving birth to her children or his children? Everything is intact. Never messed up before getting married. Yet, they say the fallopian tubes are blocked. All manner of mysterious things have happen inside darkness. I announce today, by the mantle with which I preach, every mystery under the cover of darkness, anything around your life, around your destiny, that is a mystery and is mysterious, I declare them exposed by the light of the gospel. I declare them exposed by the glory of this message, in the name of Jesus. Say after me, say, in the name of Jesus, every mystery about my life, about my destiny, be exposed now. Say, in the name of Jesus, every mystery about my life, about my destiny, every mystery behind stagnation, behind resistance, behind the lack of results, every mystery around my life, in this world of darkness, I command you, be exposed now. They shall be exposed. They shall be exposed. The young man said he saw his car could not, 2,000 naira fuel will not move from here there. And then saw that his car was in the village. One tire on the road, another tire in the bush. All manner of mysteries that was exposed. Any mystery that needs to be demystified so that your life can shift level, so that your expectations can come to pass. In this season and in this conference, I declare the mystery shall be exposed. Via divine encounters, angelic visitation, celestial visitation, the mystery shall be uncovered. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. See, after me, say, all mysteries shall be exposed, unveiled around my life. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. It shall be. You have dwelt long enough on that mountain. The devil has taken you for a ride for too long. The devil has made you look like a fool for too long. They have made a mockery of your profession of faith for too long. Today the mystery shall be unveiled. 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 You paid for a house, you can't enter the house. You paid for a car, you can't drive the car. That mystery is over. What is darkness? Number six. Darkness is ignorance, confusion, lack of understanding. Ignorance, confusion, lack of understanding. Psalm 82 verse 5. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. Ignorance. And as a result of that, all the foundations of the earth are out of course. Ignorance. That borders also on foolishness. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and in verse 13 and 14. Ecclesiastes 2 verse 13. Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly. As far as light excelleth darkness. So wisdom is light and foolishness is darkness. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walketh in darkness. And I myself perceive also that one event happeneth to them all. Darkness cover the earth means the devil wants to keep humanity in ignorance of many things as much as possible. Keep us in lack of understanding. No wonder Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because darkness covered the earth, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. A lot of people kept in ignorance. Ignorance of the vital things of life. Ignorance. One man sat in church in Winner's Chapel. And one day he heard a message in Canaan land on Titan. And he told God's servant, our father in the Lord, he said, okay, I now understand the tithe. I am seeing it clearly now. That ministry is faith and prosperity. If your name is poverty, and you hear the message, you have to be changed. Faith and prosperity are the pillars of that ministry. Somebody was there for 25 years and didn't know a major pillar of the prosperity that they shout almost every month, every day. The devil kept him in darkness. The devil does not care what you hear for as long as you don't understand. Because the people that are hearing things are plenty. Even as I'm speaking now, there are many people battling to be awake now. It's a battle. I'm talking now. Many are battling. It's not just word of knowledge. This is word from knowledge. Hallelujah. The devil does not care what you hear for as long as you don't understand. The devil does not go with, does not care where you go to church for as long as you are not hearing anything. That is why somebody can be your brother, the same mother, the same father, and yet he doesn't believe in your God. They can watch you all these years, and yet he doesn't think he needs to follow you to your church, to God. Kept in ignorance, kept in darkness. And especially this internet world today, social media, a lot of misinformations, a lot of disinformations, a lot of malformations. Half truth, no truth, zero truth. Somebody say amen. Amen. Lift your voice and say, I reject ignorance. No wonder Paul the Apostle prayed for the Ephesian church, for God to give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. Lift your hands and say, I reject the spirit of ignorance. I reject the spirit of ignorance. I receive light and revelation for the transformation of my life. I receive it now. He didn't say the hearing of the word bringeth light. Not the listening to the word bringeth light. The entrance. You heard it until you enter. Bringeth light. And giveth understanding to the simple. The devil is a master of keeping people in ignorance, of fueling ignorance. As God said, you should not eat of every fruit of the garden. Are you hearing what the devil is telling Eve? As God said, you should not eat of every fruit. God didn't say every fruit. He only mentioned one. It's misrepresenting God. It's fueling flames of misinformation. That is the job of the devil, to misinform people and deform their destinies. You say, God did not say every fruit. It's only the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. God said, the moment we touch it, we shall die. God did not mention touch. God didn't mention touch. You shall not eat it, neither shall you touch it. God didn't mention touch. Because they had to touch it, because the fruit will fall. If the fruit ripes on a tree, it will drop. And if it drops, they have to sweep it. They had to gather it. They had to gather it and keep the garden clean. Because God said they should tend the garden. They had to gather it and keep it clean. till the next visit of God. And there's Oga, sir, the fruit you say we shouldn't eat. Here is it dropped. We got that. And God said, okay, angel, harvest it and take it away. Deformed, misinformed, and they lost their destiny. That is the assignment of darkness. A half-truth is a whole lie. Half a truth is a whole lie. Am I communicating at all? Listen, today, I speak to someone here today. Every blindness, if our gospel is hid, he is hid to them that are lost, whom the God of this world has blinded. I prophesy, any light you need to see that will change the narrative of your life, that light shall be revealed in this conference. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest believer, say amen. Say in the name of Jesus, I reject affliction. I reject blindness. I reject ignorance. I reject them. Now! Papuyedeko read the book of Kenneth Copeland 4 times. God's will is prosperity. He has been reading it since 1979. He didn't see anything. Until one day, he went again in 1983 to read the book with fasting for 3 days. Then he saw the light of prosperity. He carried the Bible. The same book that he read one time, two times, three, he saw nothing. It was the final time he saw something that his life changed. It's possible to hear the same message over and over and hear nothing. Because the devil doesn't want you to hear it. But today, I decree, before this conference is over, you will hear something that will change your life. You will receive a light that will change your life. You will receive the light that will change your story. Shout the loudest, amen! Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Number 5 or 7. Darkness represent affliction, plagues, epidemics, afflictions, plagues, epidemics. In Psalm 91 and in verse 6, read verse 5 and 6. He said, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. Darkness is pestilence, is plague, is epidemic. Darkness covered the earth means plagues and epidemics on the earth. Head of SARS virus epidemic. Some time ago, Ebola virus. Then the disappointed COVID. Because him and those who collaborated with it came with an agenda. Terrible, demonic global agenda. Anti-human agenda. Anti-people agenda. People ran mad in Europe as they locked themselves up in the quarantine. People committed suicide from insanity. Businesses wiped out that did not return. Churches closed. I see a couple of, a pastor met me the other day from South Africa. He said since COVID the church couldn't come back. He's trying to relocate and move. There are people who are online church who have not returned to on-site church yet. They have refused to return inside church. Satanic agenda.
that there will be dead bodies in Africa. I'm sure you heard that also. That be millions, especially in Nigeria, they were expecting. Some demonic people say, big churches, they mentioned auditoriums that are big in Nigeria, should be turned into quarantine center. It's only the devil who quarantine them and sent to hell. I believe there are some people from East Africa who came for this conference. Yes, I'm hearing that Ebola is trying to return to Uganda. Is that right? Right. I was talking with a doctor in America, and the doctor said they are suspecting that because of the failure of the other one, they want to see what can happen. Do you understand what I'm saying? But it will never see the light of day. It can never see the light of day. So we live darkness covered. That is why our light must shine. We shone in this country and kill the COVID. The anointing on ground was too strong for COVID. And the first time Ebola came, we boiled it. Ebola was boiled. Our pastor was in Liberia at that time. When Ebola was ravaging Liberia, people were dying like flies. Release that word, that no hair from anybody who is connected, related, as children, no hair will drop. I picked the phone and called them. How are you? How's your wife? How's your family? How are the children? How's the church? How are the people? No hair drop. No hair. Darkness cover the earth, gross darkness the people. But that is why we are here. The Lord will arise upon you and the light, I declare today, you and everybody connected to you shall never be the victim of any epidemic, shall never be the victim of any plague. There are churches connected to this church that didn't close one day in America during COVID. Not one day. Not one day. Not one day. The so-called social distancing, the so-called, not one day. They continue church as if nothing happened. And not one person dropped. They're watching now. Not one day. I prophesy, I decree today, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ the resurrected Lord. Every epidemic, whether it is natural or natural, demonic or man-made, I prophesy to you, both you and everyone connected, related, associated with you, shall, you will never be victims of them. If believers, shall the Lord say amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Affliction, plagues, epidemics. Number 8, darkness represents wickedness and cruelty. The darkness covered the world. Why should we rise and why should we shine? Because wickedness is much and cruelty is so much in the land. Proverbs chapter 4 and in verse 19. Proverbs chapter 4 and in verse 19. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Darkness. Wickedness is darkness. Psalm 74 verse 20. It says the dark places of the earth have respect unto the covenant. For the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. 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 Cruelty is darkness. 1 John chapter 2 verse 9 and in verse 11. 1 John chapter 2 verse 9. It said He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness. Walk and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. Darkness. Wickedness, cruelty. This is the world where somebody will lure another person on the internet Facebook friend, this and that, and lure them. Where can we meet? Only to go and be killed. Hello? I'm sure you heard such stories before. Here, a little boy of 17 years old will walk into a classroom in America, and by the time he's out, about 21 people are dead, including classroom teachers and little children. Habitations of cruelty, darkness cover the earth. The other day, some devils went to a village. After they finished a lot of massacre, they said they just came to give the people a New Year present. So that they have what to celebrate before they enter the New Year. Demons. Demons. That is why we must rise as light. Because there is so much wickedness and cruelty. Some wicked people are even planted inside church. So we must rise. If light does not rise, Nigeria would have been buried since. Nigeria would have been forgotten since. If there are no voices speaking, if there are no lights shining, if there are no prayers going on, we were in Jalingo last year, and we'll soon be back there. We'll be back there because they received us well. You go where you are well received. But they received us very well. The stadium was filled before opening prayer. Before you say, let's thank God for this. Before opening prayer, the stadium was filled, jammed. By the third night, people had arrived at the stadium and were not there anymore. Traveled 12 hours. The oil I poured on the ground, causing terrorists. The next day they went and they fetched the oil until they dug the earth. Everybody kept digging. It was an excavation. They wanted a contact with the oil. That there. 5. They said they had to put security there, the officials. Otherwise, they would have dug a well there. Oil well. They are mining the oil that was poured. Five days later, the head of the number one terror group in Nigeria was killed by terrorism clash. As we speak now, we just received that they just finished clashing with each other. Wasted each other within the last 2 or 3 days. And their clash will continue. They will finish themselves. Since they like death, they will give it to each other. Since they like sorrow, they will have it with each other. Until they are wiped out of this land. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? We live in such a wicked world. We don't have any alternative but to rise against the wicked devil. To rise against the wicked devil. To rise against the wicked devil. Some demons served themselves notice some time ago that they said churches or whatever should stop going to church for the next 2 or 3 months. They sat there. Somebody, a security person, came out to say, the devil that can say that, they haven't born that. They die before they attempt the first attempt. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If we are serving a God that is not real, we stop going to church. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? We can't apologize on the behalf of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? The darkness, the wickedness, the cruelty cover the earth. But I announce to you today, every wicked man, woman, cruel devil looking for you or anybody connected or related to you, they shall waste themselves in their wickedness. They shall ruin themselves in their wickedness. They shall destroy themselves in their wickedness. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. They shall waste themselves in their wickedness. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Darkness. That is why we are rising and we are shining. Because there is so much wickedness in the earth. Number 9. Darkness. This is very interesting. Darkness represents ungodliness, unrighteousness. When you see men struggling to marry men and women struggling to marry women, darkness cover the earth. Very soon they will take law to the whatever legislation to see if they can marry their dog. John chapter 3 verse 19 to 20. John chapter 3 verse 19 to 20. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Darkness represents unrighteousness. It represents ungodliness. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14 to verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? So righteousness is light. Unrighteousness is darkness. Acts chapter 26 and in verse 8. Paul the apostle spoke and he said, and he said how that God called him to open the eyes of the people and to turn them from darkness unto light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8. Darkness equals unrighteousness. For you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord? Walk as children of light. And finally, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. America's Supreme Court is recording a lot of landmark judgments. Very, very exciting judgments in recent times. A woman went to a shop to ask for wedding cake. The woman wanted to wed another woman. And the Christian cake seller said, I cannot sell cake for this purpose. But I can direct you to other people who bake cake, and gave them two or three directions, and they said, no, you must give us the cake. That it is discrimination against them, and sued her. And the case went, I think they won judgment. I mean, they couldn't, all the way to the Supreme Court. And Supreme Court said, they uphold her conviction according to their First Amendment or whatever. The freedom of religious practice and expression and belief. She has the right to what she believes, and she has the right to act according to her belief. She has not discriminated against you. She only expressed her freedom of belief. And she did you favor by directing you to other people, and you refuse to go. It is no longer her fault. So much victory. That woman was light. That cake baker was light. That decided to kill that monster of darkness. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? We live in this kind of world today where people need to rise up and stamp their feet on the ground and say no to darkness. You have the right to do what you want, but you cannot force me to agree that what you are doing is right. Somebody
Somebody lift your right hand and say no to darkness. Say it louder. Say no to darkness. Say it louder. Say no to darkness. Say darkness. You can manifest, but not where I am. Say it louder. Say no to darkness. Louder still. No to darkness.
Give the Lord a praise and take the final one. Darkness. This one now is favorable to us. Darkness represents judgment. When Jehovah steps in the midst of the dark world and the wickedness and the evil on the earth, Jehovah too steps in that mist to release his judgment. In Exodus chapter 10, or rather, Nahum chapter 1 and in verse 8. He said, with an overrunning flood, he will make an utter end of the place thereof. And darkness shall pursue his enemies. Darkness. Darkness. Pursue the enemy of God. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 14, all the way to verse 15. So the angel of the Lord communed with me, saying unto me, cry thou, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy. And I am sore displeased with the hidden that are at ease, for I was but a little displeased, and they helped forward the affliction. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, I am returned to Jerusalem with mercies. My house shall be built in it, saith the Lord of hosts, and a line shall be stretched forth upon Jerusalem. Alright, can stop there. So, the darkness. Now, in Exodus chapter 10, I think it's verse 20, 21, where Moses stretched the rod and darkness filled Egypt. Next verse. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. In this season of wickedness, there is also divine vengeance against the wicked. This conference is not permitted to end until judgment has answered in the camps of the wicked. Every wicked man, wicked woman, risen against you, against me, against the church, against the body of Christ in this nation, in your nation. Every wicked agent of the devil planted around your life, around your assignment, in this season, they shall experience their judgment. 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 If you are saying amen, shout the Lord and say amen. What is our assignment in this season of darkness? Very, very quickly. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. He said, be and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Number one, reject and resist the force of darkness. With every strength you possess, refuse and resist the force of darkness, or the forces of darkness, with all the strength you can muster. Refuse it. Reprove them. Rebuke them. Number two, refuse for your life and destiny to be swallowed by the climate of darkness. Don't allow that darkness to swallow your life, to swallow your destiny, to swallow your assignment.
Darkness may cover the earth, but you must not allow it to cover you.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear what I just said? Darkness may cover the earth, but you must not allow it to cover you. Stand up on your feet. You heard the testimony of the pastor from Ochobo last night. The IGC pastor. The cultists say they want to sack the whole community and turn the place to Sodom and Gomorrah. He said it is not possible. Not under his watch. It's not possible that all the elderly people should leave the community. They want to turn the village into Sodom and Gomorrah. Today it is the village that sacked them. It is the village that sacked them. Now, if they catch you even smoking, it's 200 lashes of the cane, 200 stroke of the cane, even smoking. Because one person stood up and stood with the church. You must not allow darkness to swallow you. Hey! If witches and wizards close your church, what will you tell God? That what were you looking? Occultics close your church. What will you? Terrorists succeeded in stopping people from going to church in Nigeria. What will we tell Jehovah? That the day came where the dog overcame the lion. That the dog overpowered the lion. That the lizard buried the elephant. Why do I say so? The Bible says, without our dogs. Anybody who doesn't know God, without our dogs. And we are the offsprings of the lion of the tribe of Judah. Lion's brother is a lion. Lion does not have a brother that is a dog. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? What will we tell God? You must refuse to be drowned. That ancestral powers of your father's house stopped you from becoming what you are meant to become. What will you tell God? I don't know what you feel. But there is a connection between anger and unction. You must refuse. You must refuse to be overpowered by darkness. Refuse to be overshadowed by darkness. Refuse to be under the influence of darkness. Refuse to be finished by darkness. Refuse it. The most powerful native doctor on earth is less than the newborn baby in the Lord today. It's less. Seated in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers, far above the occult. Darkness may cover the earth, but you must not allow the darkness to cover you. Amen. The darkness may cover the earth, but you must never allow the darkness to cover your life. The darkness may cover the earth, but you must never allow the darkness to cover your life. The darkness may cover the earth, but you must never allow the darkness to cover your life. Lift up your hands. The devil will not tamper with your womb. Fire! Whatever they have removed in the realm of the spirit, I declare it return.
Lift up your hands. In case you live here today and somebody asks you, what did you hear in church? You tell them, the darkness may cover the earth, but the darkness cannot cover my life. Third thing I will say is you must determine to shine as light. Yesterday I told you that shining is not just a situation, it's also an action. You can shine by choice. Eh? Rising is a choice and shining is a choice. You don't rise by chance and you don't shine by chance. How many of you remember that last night? So you make up your mind. This big light of mine, I'm gonna make it shine. This big light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This big light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Sing it one more time. This big light of mine. Oh, I'm gonna let it shine. This big light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This big light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
This big light of mine,
this big light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, this big light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This big light of mine.
I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine.
I don't know where they get this little light, but I'm not using little light. I'm not using. My own light is big.
Because we are not dealing with little darkness. If gross darkness is on the earth, we need gross light. You can't use tiny light to handle massive darkness. Just it has no impact. We need gross light, gross massive light, gross light
to handle gross darkness.
Sir, an amazing prophetic word just came here for our beloved sister. Her name is Ngozi. You walked up to her over there and said that the devil shall not destroy your womb. Very specific, sir. In 2007, she noticed the fibroid had grown in her womb. In 2012, she was operated upon, but the fibroid came back again. And today you walked up to her. Now the complication is that she has stopped menstruating as a result of that fibroid. And you walked up to her, prayed for her just now. She landed on the power.
I saw the devil wanting them to remove the womb completely. Yes. But that devil is a bastard. And that devil, power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy, I speak to someone here today. No devil shall take out of your life what belongs to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. We are going to pray for another 5 or 10 minutes and we are through for this morning. Lift your hands and say, Father. I need some of our people on the microphone. Say, Father.
Father.
Today, I stand.
To reject
every force
of darkness.
Every activity
of darkness
around my life, around my destiny, around my family, around my assignment, around my nation. I stand to resist, to refuse, to rebuke every activity of darkness in my territory, in my vicinity. I reject now. Open your mouth and pray. Reject darkness. I reject darkness.
In Jesus' precious name. Next prayer, Lord, I refuse to be swallowed by the darkness of my generation. I refuse to be swallowed by the darkness of my generation. My voice cannot be drowned by the darkness of my generation. My life cannot be drowned. My assignment cannot be drowned by the darkness of my generation. Lift your voice and say after me, say, Father, I refuse to be swallowed. I refuse to be swallowed up by the darkness of my generation. My voice can never be drowned. My life can never be drowned. My assignment can never be drowned by the darkness of my generation. I refuse to be drowned in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. I refuse. Receive judgment and die by fire. Lift your voice and say, Father, I decree against every agent, an altar of darkness against my life, against my shining, against my life assignment. Every agent, an altar of fire against my life. I command you, receive the judgment of fire. I command you.
The major need is the mantle. If you can see, when Elisha got the mantle, the River Jordan was a walkover. You have the mantle, you tackle the battle. And now we are realizing that darkness is a battle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Father, the mantle to tackle the battle over darkness in my generation. I receive the mantle. I make demands on the mantle to tackle the battle of darkness in my generation, of the force of darkness against my life right now. I receive a fresh mantle to tackle the battle. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, I receive the mantle to tackle the battle against darkness in my life, in my family, in my assignment. I receive the mantle to bury the battle. I receive it now. Up your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, lift up your two hands now in the position of receiving that mantle. Lift up your two hands. It's already happening. The last time they saw your back will be the last forever. Lift your two hands. That's right. We are not the generation to be buried by darkness. We are the generation to bury darkness.
That's right. Lift your hands up. Shatta kada kada kada. Shatta la 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 la. Jesus, you scream, "I receive," at the top of your voice, and you are praying that prayer with all the fervency you possess. The mantle to tackle the battle of darkness. I receive at the top of your voice, and you blast in tongues like you have never done before. Are you ready? Father, let something drop on someone right now. Let something drop and break ancestral curse, generational curse, witchcraft curse, the occultic powers. Oh my shatakela gaya ya ya ya. Struggle in ministry, struggle in business, struggle in career. Let it destroy infertility, barrenness. Let it destroy HIV, hepatitis, cancer. Labagada ya da ya ya hasada. Let this mantle tackle every spell of incrimination. That court case terminated. Abandoned project released to fulfillment. Father, let this mantle tackle the spell and spirit of delay. Ah, Shatola Beratasari, Hikale Perete Sida, La Paradaya. Let it tackle the spirit of rejection, the spirit of inferiority, low self-esteem. Let it tackle addictions, and bondage. Yashotala, lift your hands. When I say the name of Jesus, you place your hand on your head safe and scream, "I receive," at the top of your voice. In the name of Jesus!
people right now. A move of the Spirit on the minds and hearts and spirits of people. Wave your hands and give Him the praise. Give Him the praise. It's so drastic what God has just done. The chains that just got broken. The victories that have just been won. Victory, 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 victory have just been won. Go ahead and give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a bigger clap and a shout of praise. And take your seat 1 minute. Let me take the testimony of 5 people. Because of time, we need to close now. We have a testimony of victory in this session. God did something for you just now. Either physically or revelationally. Quickly, you step forward here. 5 people. Alright, if you have not started coming yet, you can remain seated. Apart from, if you are standing up, just sit down now. If you are just standing up, sit down. Call them this to them. 1, 2. Yeah, come. What happened? What happened?
Sir, I dreamt that a man have sexual intercourse with me in the dream. After a while, I started feeling pain on my tummy. My tummy protruded as if I'm pregnant. Whenever I eat, when I went to hospital, they died.
And what happened just now?
When I shout, I receive. I feel myself because I was so tired.
You are healed in Jesus' name.
Yes, you saw something.
I saw a huge... My encounter started from Sunday, from first service, second service, yesterday. This morning, I saw a huge white horse floating, riding, but it was like it was floating. And the rider was holding a flag. The flag was very long, like an endless flag. You know how a flag of a nation is, but there were so many. The flag was so long, and it was just moving around the atmosphere. And then I came here on Sunday, and I was trusting God for a revival. And God met me.
Wow.
God met me. It's like I'm being electrocuted. I've been under so much power and expectation. And I keep seeing, when I'm under that power, I see Daddy in the vision. And he'll be giving me instructions. And the next thing I'll hear him outside, he will say, lift up your hands. And as I've lifted up my hand, immediately Daddy on the altar, he will say, lift up your hands. So I kept having those encounters. And powerful. I'm so grateful.
One of the best testimonies I can hear is where somebody said, I was looking for revival. And I came and got revival. Anything that is dead in your life.
Sir, this is very amazing. Our sister said that she's been married for 8 years without a child. And while we were praying, the Lord opened her eyes and she saw a man with an apron labeled barrenness. And she heard your voice again that there is a connection between anger and unction. Different from when you said it. She heard that in that encounter. And then she pounced on the man. Brought the man down and started jumping on the man. And finished the man.
Step over here. Barrenness of 8 years over. By this time, let's say your children are in your hands. Fire of the Holy Ghost. And everyone here today, the devil has made you fruitless. I declare that embargo is lifted in Jesus' name.
Our sister also has been married for 3 years, has had miscarriages, trusting God for fruit of the womb. In her family, everyone is just a symbol of rejection, a symbol of poverty and wretchedness. And then she said, while we were praying, all of a sudden, the Lord opened her eyes and saw God's servant and God's handmaiden in her father's compound, brought out all their old clothes and set them on fire, and then gave them new clothes and new dresses.
Rejection is over.
Our sister said she's a missionary. Her mother, she grew up to know that her mother was mad. And another case of insanity in the family. And on two occasions she has had dreams where they were wearing her a cap and they told her this is a cap of insanity. But sir, while we were praying now, the Lord opened her eyes and she saw an old man who jumped out of her and said to her, the altar of insanity in your family, in your mother's house, is now leaving you alone. Today we are leaving you
every altar of your father's house fighting your life and of your mother's line fighting your life is set on fire. Can I have just two or three because of time?
Sir, this is Sister Ijeoma from Delta State. She came into the service this morning with a diagnosis of called cardiomegaly, that's heart enlargement. And she came with difficulty in breathing as well as excruciating pain. But as we screamed, I received, sir, the power of God came upon her and she felt something stepped out of her. The pain disappeared. She can now breathe normally to the glory of God. Sir, this is Evangelist Emmanuel from Port Harcourt. Last week he had a dream where he was in his grandfather's compound alongside his brother, and they were packing bags of garri in the grandfather's house. That was a concern to him, and he walked into the service this morning trusting the Lord for encounter that will counter that agenda. And as we screamed, I received, sir, the Lord opened his eyes and he saw a being walked out of him, looked back and waved him bye-bye and disappeared to
take. Congratulations, you are free. That is the aim of this kind of meetings. What couldn't be dealt with on your own?
Sir, our brother Moses Ojo said, while you mentioned that God was dropping mantles for people, he said he saw a hand, massive hand, carrying staffs. And then a voice said to him, I told you before that it is time to lift you, and then handed him that staff.
Congratulations, Moses. Jesus' name.
Pastor David from Ekiti, he said he's been into ministry for over 10 years. Ministry is not working. And he said he's from the other religion. He said, while you were ministering, you said to him in an encounter, say, come, let me give you a new sword. You handed him that sword and then broke chains from his feet. And he believed that it's a turnaround for ministry.
In Jesus' name, go and waste those who want to waste your life. Waste those who want to waste your destiny. Every devil or their agent who wants to waste your destiny, go and waste them.
Yes, sir. While we talked about that light, as we shouted, I received, saw herself in a dark room, chained from her head down to her feet. Saw the senior pastor appear with bright light. The light shattered the chain, chains broken, and then she was released out of that room. She
that was what happened to freedom. Peter in Acts chapter 12 and in verse 7. And behold, an angel of the Lord came upon Peter, and a light shined in the prison. Somebody say, light shine. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And the chains fell up. The light arrived, chains broke. Today, I announce to someone, every chain around your hand, around your life, around your destiny, is breaking now by light.
Yes, sir. A sister here, her life has been stagnated, characterized by backwardness, saw herself in a room with a dwarf. While we shouted and received, the dwarf said, I can't hold you anymore, just go. She was released and set free.
You are free in Jesus' name.
Sister Maria. Sister Maria married in 2002.
Maria married in 2002.
And she said the woman, the person who made traditional dress for them, kept a part of the cloth behind. And when the husband asked about it, the person says she wanted to use it to make clothes for herself. And some diabolic thing was done that led to problems in the marriage, fighting and beating and all manners of things. But she said while you were making declaration, she saw that same woman ran to her and brought that piece of material and dropped upon her leg and said, take your thing.
it is well with you. You know, I told you the world is filled with wickedness. Tell Lord that you have already paid, kept the balance of the cloth, and use it against you. You already paid it, Lord. For the seamstress.
So this is Pastor Sunday from Abuja here. He said his biological father was a native doctor for 32 years. And in the dream of the night, the father appeared to him and said, come, son, I'm going to give you power. You should take this power. Then he rejected it, that he cannot go for that type of power. But since that time, his prayer life dwindled. But when you said, they should say, I receive, immediately he saw a butterfly fly out of the mouth, and the tongue was loose.
Tongue loose. The father who studied native medicine tied his tongue. Lift up your hands.
Sir, Shadrach is 15 years old. Shalom is 15 years old. The father just told me that he was operated of kidney
failure. 2 years. When he was less than a year? 10 years.
When he was less than a year?
Yes.
He had an operation?
Yes.
When he was 10 years?
He had another operation. And then now, they said the kidneys are not functioning. He went for another x-ray. They said he's going to go to another operation. Then he went to another hospital. They said he has kidney failure. He needs kidney transplant. He's going to go to another operation. And that's okay.
And right now, while the declaration, let's save the time, while the declaration was on, he saw somebody looking exactly like him.
That is this boy.
Yes, that came out of him. And the pains are gone. All the symptoms he came with is gone.
Somebody give the Lord a big clap.
Fresh life is released upon you. Brand new kidneys. In Jesus' precious name. Go and return back with your testimony. Sing the song again. Those of you standing, your testimonies are permanent. You can take them in the evening. Please run back to your seat. Go back to your seat.
You are the mighty, 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 mighty God.
To make your way right to Jesus. You have seen all the things God did this morning and you have not made your way right yet. Can you carry your Bibles and bags and quickly step forward here and let us pray with you. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags and come forward. Or you need an addiction broken off your life, or you need to rededicate your life to Jesus. Quickly pick your Bibles, pick your bags, come forward. God bless you.
Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my heart.
I'll give you the count of seven to quickly come forward. 1, 2, 3, 4. stand up on our feet. Lift up your two hands and appreciate him. Those of you in the front, the counselors will meet with you shortly. And they will pray with you and let you know how to be established. But place your hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender myself to you. Forgive me my sins and make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken and the grace to live for God be released upon you in Jesus' precious name. Someone say aloud, amen.